Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Adair. Batting third. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Earl Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Brown. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Hal Brown. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Adair moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt takes first base on ball four. Adair scores. Robinson moves to third. Gentile moves to second. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. the Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minger scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Adair for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Brandt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison who is chasing the ball. Brandt reaches third base with a triple. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Ted Sadowski now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0-for-1 in the game. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dick Williams now playing first base. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Sadowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sadowski moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Temple moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Brandt reaches second base with a double. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Powell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Banks pinch hits for Ted Sadowski. George Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Manning now pitching. Hal Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Manning fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Adair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops it up and throws to first, with Manning covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tuttle moves to third. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tuttle scores. Rollins scores. It's 6-2, Orioles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison bunts towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to second. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mincher scores. It's 6-3, Orioles. Dick Hall now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Allen reaches second base with a double. Verhals moves to third. Harmon Killebrew pinch hits for Jim Manning. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Green takes first base on ball 4. Verhals scores. Allen moves to third. Martinez moves to second. It's 6-4, Orioles. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee Stang now pitching. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Triandos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rollins strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Minshew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Orioles. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0-2 in the game. Allison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Temple takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adair is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Allen bunts towards first. Williams scoops it up and throws to first, with Temple covering, for the out. Verhals moves to second. One out. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Lee Stang. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Bonikowski now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-4 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Minshew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Powell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rollins for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 5. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.